we would like you to consider joy as an element. In all of the things that you experience, the elementary part of them is so often overloaded in the negative, in the darkness, in the fear. And the antidote for many of those kinds of energy is joy. When you think about what you might believe about joy, you probably encounter some, situational elements. In other words, you are allowed to feel joy or even to search for joy only when certain requirements have been met in other parts of your life. It is important to break up that old belief. Joy is an antidote to many of the poisons of the things that happen to you in your life, that happen to your energy, that happen in your experience. Now, when we are speaking of joy in this way, we are not speaking of anything mindless. We are not suggesting that no matter what is happening, your response is always going to be joyful. That would fall under mental illness, which is not what we are talking about at all. But when you find in your own programming the need to suffer, and we are not saying this critically, we are simply directing you to something that you may be hearing from an old program, then you want to look at that program and say, what is set up here? So what then would have to happen for me to experience joy? And when you look at that, you will realize that there are some imbalances in that particular belief system. If everything must be as it should be, if what you want, you get, if your life has only things that are uplifting and not disappointing, if the people around you need to be in a certain circumstance before you feel joy, then your belief system is missing one of the real antidotes to some of the difficult things in life. If you feel a voice telling you, I will only experience joy under certain conditions, then you need to go back to that belief and begin to disassemble those connections that may seem right to the brain, but actually are not correct at all. There is so much in the world of beauty, so much in the world of love, so much in the world of inspiration that you can actually turn your focus to, so much in the world of creativity that when you turn your focus to them, you can invite joy in. Now, when we say invite joy in, we do not mean that you are happy about every single thing that happens, but a moment of joy, a moment of connection in nature, a moment of creating something because you wish to do that, and that creative power is operational in you, that will bring you joy. And that joy has the power then to add to your life and how you are experiencing it, something that is very healing. So we are simply asking you to pay attention to what might be a belief system that would prevent you from feeling joy. There are so many ways to contact that healing. And if something is telling you do not, or you cannot, or it is not right to, then that needs to be corrected in that belief system, whatever it was. We understand that you have a word. This may seem counterintuitive. It may seem to you that joy can only live under certain circumstances. We would like you to consider that that is not true, and to open and to be able to allow yourself to bring in the healing element. particularly when your life may be overloaded or overstrained. Joy is the antidote for pain. It is the antidote, in many cases, for fear. And if you will allow it to begin to manifest in your life, you are doing a very wise and developed thing. So that is what we would like you to consider as we begin to breathe together. Be aware of the flame of your spirit burning in your heart. See how brightly it lights your heart, how much it is able to show you what you need to know about your own path, not in fear, but simply in viewing the light. Feel the earth send a cleansing energy into your root center. And let the root center open. And allow the cleansing energy to take away your fear about the life you are creating. And allow that to be a natural part of what happens whenever you breathe energy into your root. Feel the cleansing energy in the second center move up and displace judgment and shame. Move it out so that the energy of the second center can cleanse for you anything that needs to be cleansed. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into your solar plexus. Let the cleansing energy move the emotions that you might be holding that might have been there for too long, moved out of your body so that there is room to feel joy. Let the cleansing energy come up into your heart and wash away any repeating pattern that is not repeating in the light, any wound that is not healing, any fear that might block the power of your own heart to grow, to expand, to become what it is truly intended to be. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the throat. Let the cleansing energy move out of the throat any critical communication that you might be having with yourself or anyone else. Let the throat become a servant of loving kindness for you, for the world around you. Feel the cleansing energy come up and into the third eye. And let the third eye restore itself to its genuine power so that it is able to see out and able to see in. Let the cleansing energy come up through your body and into the crown. Let the crown open and feel your energy begin to rise and leave the body, moving upward, moving into the night sky, into the realms of perfect balance, perfect beauty. Feel yourself a part of that vastness, a part of the balance. And as your energy rises, see the silver path that is your path, prepared for you, taking you where you need to be. And as you rise higher, know that you are becoming lighter and stronger. And come to the place that is your place. And let the energy of the place restore you. Fill you in the places that may have been emptied. Find the water and refresh. Find the clarity and take it in. Allow yourself to move upward into the place where your teacher waits. And take this time to be with your teacher. Spend this time with your teacher. Thank you. When you've spoken with your teacher, know that the teacher has a gift for you. Receive the gift and rest your mind. When you've known your gift, thank the teacher who has come to be here with you. And as you come back through this place that is yours, open to the gifts of abundance and health and wisdom, clarity. Breathe all of those into your body and your energy field. Feel the beauty and the balance of the night sky, and the freedom and the power of it. And come again to the room above the circle, and as a service, find a gift or a message for those who sit here with you. come back into your body. Breathe into the center of your body. When you're centered in your body, open your eyes.